This is a Medical Minute from the Hot Springs Health Program on WART, the voice of Madison County, North Carolina.
Good morning. This is Dr. Nicole Groves with the Hot Springs Health Program. I'd like to talk to you today about sun protection and sun safety as we're heading into summertime. As we all know, sun has great things, but can also cause health problems. People feel great when they're out in the sun. It lifts their mood. It even helps convert vitamin D into active vitamin D, which is healthy for our bones and other parts of our general health. But the sun can be dangerous as well. Exposure is concerning for sunburns, photoaging, and skin cancers. And people of all ages can have complications and health issues because of too much exposure for sun, either too much in one brief intense period of time or too much over long periods of time. So I'd like to talk to you about ways of staying safe in the sun. The first way is paying attention to which hours you're out in the sun. Some of you have choices on this, some of you don't. You have jobs or hobbies that keep you out in peak sun hours, which are typically middle of the day. For those of you that have to be out in peak sun hours, we encourage you to make sure you're doing a great job hydrating yourself with water and also wearing sun protective clothing with hats, clothing that has tighter weaves that can block the sun from getting to your skin, long sleeves and long pants if you can. We also like to talk about ways of protecting your skin using sunscreens. Sunscreens have gotten a fair amount more complicated in the past couple of years. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the different types of sunscreens because it's not always easy when you go into the store and are looking at your options. There are a couple of main types of sunscreens. One that you formally think of as sort of the physical sunscreens, which is the white stuff that you would spread on your skin. And there's newer ones called chemical sunscreens or organic sunscreens. And these are sort of the newer ones that you'll see in the spray jars. Both types of sunscreens are effective, they just work differently, and they have different forms of applications. For the newer ones, the chemical or the organic ones, they work by actually absorbing the UV radiation from the sun, versus the inorganic or physical ones actually block the sun from getting to your skin. You'll see different types of active ingredients if you read the labels of them. The simpler active ingredients are in the physical sunscreens, and those are the ones you're going to be familiar with, like zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. Now, the application of those have gotten better in the past couple of years as they've changed the formulation. They're not quite as sticky. They're easier to spread on. They're not quite as white. And the benefit of using those is they block all of the types of UV radiation from the sun. So they're considered to be the broad spectrum sunscreens. They actually are starting to have ways of becoming water resistant as well. And so they'll last for a while through sweat and swimming. The chemical sunscreens have multiple types of ingredients, and they're usually combined with three or four of the ingredients within one type of sunscreen. When they combine the ingredients, the combination works to provide a broad spectrum sunscreen. They are available in multiple types of preparations, both in the creams and the liquids and the sticks and the sprays. One of the biggest reasons sunscreen fail is that you don't put enough on. So we encourage everybody to put sunscreen on if they're going to be outside in the, during the daytime. A lot of people just put it on first thing in the morning. And then the other thing to pay attention to is how much you're putting on. And we try to talk about the teaspoon rule for that. In general, you should put about 1 teaspoon of sunscreen to cover your face, and then at least 1 teaspoon of sunscreen to each upper arm, and it'll take about 2 teaspoons of sunscreen to cover each leg. Now, a lot of people don't put enough of this on, and so if you can visualize, if you're using a cream or a lotion and you can visualize that, it helps so you're getting the right amount on. Timing is also important. Sunscreen is going to work best if you can put it on 15 to 30 minutes before you're going out in sun exposure to really allow it to set into the skin. Our goal is also reapply it about every 2 hours. If you can put enough on, put it on ahead of time, and put it on frequently enough during the day, that is going to be your best protection from sun exposure, other than staying out of the sun and wearing your sun protective clothing. The other thing to think about for kids is your water resistance. So putting sunscreen on, again, 15 to 30 minutes before they're going to go play in the water is going to help it set in and give you your best efficacy. And then when you're buying sunscreen, please look for the labels for something that says water resistant. So that'll indicate that it's going to stay on. You still need to put it on fairly frequently, particularly if they're playing in the water. For infants, we get a little pickier about sunscreen because their skin's a little bit different. So most of the sunscreen you're going to see is going to say not for use in small children or not for use under 6 months of age. Our goal for infants is that they're going to be in the shade and you're going to use some protective clothing on them, such as hats and long sleeves. Their skin barrier is different, and so the sunscreens interact differently with their skin than older children and adults. If you truly don't have a choice and that infant is going to be out in the sun, again, put a hat on them, put them under umbrella, shade them as much as you can, and then you can use a small amount of sunscreen that has at least SPF 15 on their face and the back of the hands. Make sure when you're done with sun exposure that you're washing the infant's skin, as you can make sure that when the infant is done with sun exposure for the day, they get a bath and get the sunscreen off of their skin. Sunscreens, even the gentlest formations, can be irritating to their skin and cause rashes, so we want to be careful with their sensitive baby skins. In summary, we want people to be outside and active and enjoying their life. We want you to enjoy the beauty of Western North Carolina in the summertime. Seek shade when you can. Try to stay out of the bright sun during peak midday sun exposures. Wear your large brim hats, sun protective clothing, and use your sunscreen. Thank you and enjoy your summer. This is Dr. Nicole Groves with the Hot Springs Health Program.
This has been a Medical Minute from the Hot Springs Health Program on WART, the voice of Madison County, North Carolina. To learn more, please go to www.hotspringshealth-nc.org.